Follow English Podcast Mixer, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is February the 6th, Friday, 2015. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today we're going to have the first episode of the Follow English Podcast Mixer, which basically involves different speakers giving their opinion about three specific questions about a particular topic. Today, I'm going to be showing you some interviews I did with my students about vacations. And I thought that before listening to the seven speakers that we're going to have today, I would start by giving you a quick introduction and telling you a little bit about my vacations here in Brazil, what we normally do here in Brazil, or at least people like me. So when I was a child, I remember that vacations, they seemed to be very long, and rather long, I would say, and we would even get bored by the end of the vacations period. So I remember that a lot of people used to go to the beach, as I live about 150 kilometers from the coast. So lots of people had a house at the beach, and lots of people still do have a house at the beach. And, you know, in the past, when I was a child, that's in the early 80s, let's say, people used to spend a lot of time there. A whole month at least in the summer, that would be either February or sometimes January, people, you know, spent the summer, the whole summer on vacation, going to the beach. That was very normal, very natural here. Nowadays, I think a lot of people travel abroad, and because of the currency situation here in Brazil, I think in the last let's say in the last 15 or maybe even 20 years, people started traveling abroad more often. And then not everyone aims to have a house at the beach anymore, you know. So there are people like me. I did a lot of traveling in the 90s. I loved going around South America. I still do it sometimes, but now I have a family, so it's a little bit different. And I used to do that a lot in the 90s. Especially in the 90s. In 1994 or 95, my parents decided to buy a small house at the beach. And it's a very small and quiet beach. And from then on, I had this house that I could go to, which is about 150 kilometers away from Porto Alegre. And so I do that sometimes. I go there and it's nice. The sea is really nice, and it's the beach itself is very small and quiet. So if you want to relax, it's a good idea. And I also love traveling abroad, which I still do sometimes. So this is it. I think this is a very good introduction about the topic vacations. Now we're going to have the seven speakers answering three specific questions. I hope you enjoy. Either you who are trying to learn some English, it's a good idea to listen to different speakers from different countries. And in this case, you're going to be listening to seven Brazilians. And for those of you who teach English, you can also use these, let's say, short passages in your classes. And you can formulate questions, you can make questions to ask your students, or create small short exercises that you can give them while they're listening. So I'm going to identify the speakers just by speaker one, speaker two, speaker three. So let's get started then. Speaker one.
What do you like to do when you're on vacation? Do you like to travel or do you prefer to spend time at home?
I think the best choice to my vacations is always traveling, especially abroad.
When traveling, do you prefer to go to the same places or visit different places?
No, visit different places. I think there is a lot of place in the world to know and always know a new place.
Do you prefer to travel to small towns and beaches or to big cities?
I like both, but normally I plan my trips to big cities. But I like both situations.
Speaker two.
What do you like to do when you're on vacation? Do you like to travel or do you prefer to spend time at home?
Well, I think I definitely prefer to travel to know new places, meet some new people. Definitely is my first option.
When traveling, do you prefer to go to the same places or visit different places?
I always try to visit different places and, as I said before, meet different people, share some experience.
Do you prefer to travel to small towns and beaches or to big cities?
This is a hard one, but I think I prefer small towns and beaches. I think that the environment is better, but to get to know big cities is also very pleasant.
That was speaker two, now speaker three.
What do you like to do when you're on vacation? Do you like to travel or do you prefer to spend time at home?
I prefer to travel always. Normally I define my vacations based on trips. And if I don't have trips, I'd rather keep working and getting more time to travel in the future. Normally when I define my trips with my family or friends, and after that I ask for vacations.
When traveling, do you prefer to go to the same places or visit different places?
I prefer to visit different places. I have like a goal in my life to visit a big quantity of countries, the more I can. So I prefer to choose for a place that I don't know, and then when I have a lot of countries already visited, okay, then I can go back and visit again.
Do you prefer to travel to small towns or in beaches or to big cities?
If I have to choose for one of the options, I prefer to go to big cities, because there are more options of things, and I like movement, I like people. But I also like to go to beaches, for example, to paradises that normally have little population, but a lot of tourists. So that's also a good option.
Speaker 4.
What do you like to do when you are on vacation? Do you like to travel or do you prefer to spend time at home?
Definitely, I prefer to travel. I love travel.
When traveling, do you prefer to go to the same places or visit different places?
It depends on the vacation. Sometimes I try to discover a new place or a new country. And sometimes I prefer to return to the same old places and cities.
Do you prefer to travel to small towns and beaches or to big cities?
Also depends on the mood for the trip. Sometimes when I need to rest a little, I go to the beaches and small towns. But in other occasions, I prefer to go to big cities to shop and go to the shows and something like that, and good restaurants.
Speaker 5.
What do you like to do when you're on vacation? Do you like to travel or do you prefer to spend time at home?
I prefer to travel. But in some vacations, the most of vacations, I stay at in home, yeah, but not in my home, in my house, in near to the beach, yeah. I prefer to travel to places that I can relax more and more.
When traveling, do you prefer to go to the same places or visit different places?
Both, yeah, because most of vacations I spend in my house, but when I'm in traveling, I prefer visit another places, different places.
Do you prefer to travel to small towns and beaches or to big cities?
Well, small towns and beaches, because I'm living in a big city.
That was speaker 5, now speaker 6.
What do you like to do when you are on vacation? Do you like to travel or do you prefer to spend time at home?
Well, I like to travel. I enter vacation and I travel the following day, always.
When traveling, do you prefer to go to the same places or different places?
I prefer to go to different places, always. My dream is know all the world, so.
Do you prefer to travel to small towns and beaches or to big cities?
I like to mix it, so I can go to big cities and know the main points, to the main sign scenes. And know the country and how it is. If you go to countryside, you can really know how people... you can really know the behavior of the people and know the country. Because we have a lot of tourists in big cities.
Speaker 7.
What do you like to do when you're on vacation? Do you like to travel or do you prefer to spend time at home?
Oh, it depends on the amount of money that I have in my wallet. Most of the time I prefer to travel. Last vacation I decided to stay at home. I tried to do a kind of staycation. And it didn't work well because I realized that if I need to rest, the best place to do that is abroad in another place that's not your home, because if you stay at home, I believe that you are going to find a lot of work to do, you know.
When traveling, do you prefer to go to the same places or visit different places?
Half and half. For example, most of my new travels, I try to find a new place to see, okay? But for instance, there are some kind of cities that for me it's mandatory to return. New York, Paris, you know. I would like to return to Seoul once in my life because I enjoyed a lot. I have a very good, how can I say, memories, if I can say that.
Do you prefer to travel to small towns and beaches or to big cities?
It depends for me it's good going for cities or beaches, but it depends on the situation. For example, next February I'm going to Aruba because I want to relax and to go to the beach and so on. But maybe in May I'm going to return to New York with my wife, you know, to the beach with my wife too, but it's nice.
So thank you for listening. I hope you all enjoyed the new podcast show. Remember that the podcast webpage is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list and receive notifications every time there is a new episode out there. You can also click now. I created a new category, so if you want to follow only the, let's say, the mixers, the podcast mixer episodes, then you can click on podcast mixer. There is a category there, and basically follow the podcast mixer category, or you can also follow the interviews. Now we have the interviews, we have the podcast mixer, and we also have the regular show, which is about different aspects of the language, of the English language. So again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye!